Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you, saints of God. We want to welcome you to Morning Dew Prayer. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to read in your hearing this morning out of Psalm 125, beginning at verse 1. It reads, "Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel." God, we bless you. We thank you on this morning. We come giving you glory. We come lifting your name and honoring you because you are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. We do declare, O God, that you hold the place that is the center of our lives. You are first and foremost, Lord God, and therefore we come to you to seek your agenda this day. You've sent us as ambassadors in the earth, and Lord, we look to you. We humbly ask you, what is it, O God, that you would have for us to do on today? Guide our thoughts, guide our steps, order our tongues, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we could bring you glory. For this is our whole reason for being. We are made, O God, to bring you glory, to bring you honor, and it is our desire today. We seek you first, O God. We seek first the kingdom of God. We seek your righteousness, that any and everything that we need for the journey will be added unto us. We don't go after our own way and our own agenda, our own devices, but God, we seek you. The word of God has admonished us to trust you. Oh God, it tells us that we'll be like Mount Zion, not able to be moved. Thank you that we'll never lose place, but always abiding in you. Your word says we'll abide in you forever, cannot be moved, even as the mountains that surround Jerusalem. God, we thank you that you surround us. Your word gives us to know that you surround your people from this time forth and forevermore. Oh, God, we're not surrounded by our circumstances. We're not surrounded by trouble, but we're surrounded by you. Thank you, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, that we can see it, even as the mountains of Jerusalem, oh, God, surround that place. We can see it in our spiritual eye that you are surrounding your people, upholding, oh, God, causing us to stand firm, causing us to stand fast, causing us never to be moved. So we thank you for that. We bless you because your word has declared that the scepter of wickedness will not rest in the land that you have allotted to the righteous. Oh, there's no place there. Oh, God, we thank you. There's no dominion of wickedness in the place that you have reserved for us. You determine, oh, God. Our steps are ordered by you. Our times are in your hands, and we thank you for that today. We've come back to say thank you because our times are in your hands, and we give you glory for that. We thank you, Lord God, that you order every one of our steps. We thank you, oh, God, that you cause us to be upright in our hearts because of what the Lord Jesus has done. We thank you that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Help us to love one another. Help us to lift up and build up one another, O God, even according to your word. As your word has told us this morning, you are our strength. You are our portion. You surround and provide for us, O God. You cause us to be unmovable. Now help us to lift one another up, O God, to our rightful place in you, as ambassadors in you, seeking your face first, doing your will, O God, above all things. So we thank you and we bless you. O God, we thank you and we call our seed blessed. even as we always do. We keep it at the forefront of our minds that no matter what it looks like, they're blessed, they're saved, they're used for the kingdom. Oh, yes, Lord, they're set apart. Thank you for our seed, our children and our children's children. They'll not be led away with the workers of iniquity, oh, God, but what they do in the works of God shall abound. Grace abounds toward them today. Favor abounds toward them. Thank you for the favor that rests upon our lives, the people of God everywhere, not just favor with you, but favor with man. Thank you, oh God, that you have called it such that we can decree that we live peaceably in this earth, even as we pray for leaders of this earth realm. We pray for them now. We pray, oh God, for the goings and comings, oh God, of your people. We pray for those who have to do and those who have authority over your people. The heart of the king is in your hand. Oh, God, turn it toward you today. Turn it toward you because first and foremost, men and women everywhere need to be saved, no matter what their agenda is, no matter what their position is in this land. God, we pray for them because first and foremost, they need you. So we pray for leaders everywhere, all of those in authority. They can't do right, Lord God, if they don't know you. So we pray for them now. We pray for their hearts to be turned and to be changed, that they'll not just be morally good, but they'll have right standing with you in the name of Jesus. We believe you for that right now. Thank you for it, oh God. Thank you for journeying mercies as your people go forth today. Journeying mercies in the air, oh God. Those, oh God, who are traveling by train and those who are in cars, we pray for them. Protect every pedestrian. Look upon those, oh God, who are having procedures on this morning, any type of medical procedure, surgical procedure. Look upon them, God. Those who are going to dialysis treatment centers, we pray for them, God. Those who are having any type of evaluative process for emotional disorders today, God. We're praying for your blood covering. Regulate the mind. Regulate the mind, oh God, in Jesus' name. Touch the hearts of those who are dealing with hatred and prejudice, oh God, in any way, who are seeing themselves, oh God, lifted up and others as inferior. Deal with that heart. You know how to do it, oh God. You know how to do it, and we thank you for it right now. Touch us. Help us, oh God, to see as you see, to hear your voice and follow hard after you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. We bless you because you have a plan, you have a will, and we're seeking your will for our lives. Help us ever to be reminded that you have a plan for us, God. We don't bring you just the things that we feel that we can't handle, but you said to bring everything to you, present it all to you. In reality, there's nothing, oh God, that we can handle without you. So we bring it all to you. We're to cast all of our cares upon you. We're to seek you in all things, and we're to seek you first. Help your people to be mindful of it, God, so that we won't become so self-sufficient that we have no room for you. Oh, God, we thank you today. We thank you today. You are the one who leads and guides us in our decision-making. Yes, Lord, in our walk, in everything that we have to do, in our comings and goings, it's you. So we seek you, Lord. We surrender it all to you. Once and again, we surrender it all to you in the name of Jesus. Help those who are bereaved today. Somebody's heart is heavy, oh God, because of the loss of loved ones. So we pray for them and we lift them and we lift their entire families to you, God, because you alone are the lifter of our heads and you alone are the one who can walk us through the valley of the shadow of death. So God, look upon them now. Look upon them with your mercy. Oh, God, touch them as only you can. Lift them, help them, sustain them, strengthen them, even in this great hour of need. You understand and you know all about it. So we thank you now. We pray for our leaders in Christendom, each and every one. Help them. Give them vision. Give them focus. For without vision, the people perish. Give them vision. And not vision of this world, but vision that comes from you and wisdom that comes from you. It is our prayer. In the matchless name of Jesus, it is that we pray. Thank God. Amen. Saints, I want to encourage your hearts this morning to join us. This is Wednesday. Join us for Bible study on this evening. Of course, we will be going virtual, so we're asking you to check our website at healingh20.org. Actually, you can go to Facebook Live without even being a part of Facebook if that's not something that you do. But go there and you'll get instructions for how to join us on this evening, 7 p.m. You don't want to miss it. God bless you as you go forward on this day. God is surrounding you. Keep that in mind. Not only today, but the word says from this time forth and forever. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.